This is a preview from the latest Tribe Talk, where Michael Gervais discusses the difference between setting goals and having a vision.
All right, so let's shift gears and talk more about this thing about vision. First, let's be really clear that you can't outperform your vision. Your vision is how you want your life to look and feel in the future. And that's very different than goals. Goals are more mechanical. They're tick-the-box type of activities that are essentially providing you feedback about how you are aligning and how close you are to your vision. Okay, so quick note on goals before we get, you know, too bogged down with this goal setting stuff here, which I'm not a huge fan of, but there is a purpose for them. That goals, there's two types of goals in your life. Those that are in control and those are not in your control. Those that are 100% in your control are the ones we want to index on, like dictating your mindset or being compassionate or standing your ground or shooting 100 quality jumpers after basketball practice. Those are goals that are 100% in your control. And other goals that are not 100% in your control, like, I don't know, hitting a home run or winning the game or the field conditions or who your matchup is or winning a contract or getting funded from your next VC pitch. You know, those types of goals that are not under your control create challenges. Real, not good challenges, bad challenges. So when you set goals that are 100% under your control, it definitely supports having an increased sense of self-efficacy or being powerful. And that model and that thought of self-efficacy was just beautifully articulated by the author of that and the architect of that theory, Ben Dorr, in a recent podcast. If you haven't checked that one out, make sure you check it. It is a, is it just a treat? It was just loaded.
To get access to the full episode, head to findingmastery.net/support and sign up for a premium membership. That's findingmastery.net/support.